But in the House, in a House that's divided, remember, so equally between the two parties, to have a margin of 345 to 71 means you have to have a lot of Democrats supporting it. Well, that day, I'm watching on C-SPAN, Ike Skelton, Democrat from Missouri, and John Spratt, Democrat from South Carolina, led the floor fight in favor of deployment of missile defense as soon as technologically feasible. You might remember last September, Clinton decided not to decide. He kicked the decision on to Bush. And now Bush has the authorization by law to deploy any day he's ready to go. So it's interesting when you hear some Democrats saying they're opposed to missile defense deployment. It's always instructive to go back and look at how they voted in April of 1999 when they gave the president the authorization to deploy. Well, anyway, the author talks about the Earth-Moon-Gravity Well. He says, whoever controls this gravity well between the Earth and the Moon will control who gets on and off the planet Earth. He says it's like a wishing well. Imagine someone's down inside the well, you're standing at the top of the well, and so they can't get out because you have it covered, right? Or it's like the gate of a military base. If you control the front gate, you control who gets on and off the base. In fact, let's go back to the former commissioner of the Third Reich, Walter Dornberger, testifying before the United States Congress hearing in 1958, insisting that America's top space priority ought to be to, quote, conquer, occupy, keep, and utilize space between the Earth and the Moon. Well, the author says, with U.S. military bases on the Moon and with armed space stations at the L4 and L5 positions, the United States will control who gets on and off the planet Earth. And he says that with our armed forces lying in wait at that location, we could hijack rival shipments upon return. So if anyone else tried to go out and mine the sky and they were not authorized, we could take them out on the way back. And the author says, most importantly, none of this can be done without nuclear reactors. Nuclear reactors thus remain the only known long-lived compact source able to supply military space forces with the kind of multi-megawatt power they're going to need. Larger versions of these nuclear reactors must meet the multi-megawatt needs of space-based lasers, neutral particle beams, mass drivers, and rail guns. Nuclear reactors must support major bases on the moon until better options yet identified are found. And so, friends, here we have the complete nuclearization and weaponization of space. A conjunction of interests at work. The Department of Energy, NASA, nuclear academia, the aerospace corporations, the Air Force, everybody coming together to support this whole program. And as I said before, to top it all off would be Ronald Reagan's space-based laser, the real Reagan Star Wars program, today being developed at NASA's Stennis Missile Center in southwest Mississippi, a $30 billion program that they say will allow them to deploy the space-based laser in the year 2012, to do the first flight test in the year 2013. A constellation they envision of between 18 to 48 orbiting battle stations, knocking out other countries' satellites in space, denying them access to space, and also hitting targets on the Earth below. And so, friends, we truly do live in a historic moment. Out before us lies this vision for 2020. This vision for U.S. control and domination of the heavens and the earth below. And I think it's our call to go out and try to organize people to say no, that we will not allow you to move the arms race into heavens. I call it the bad seed. The bad seed that we've planted into the soil of this earth. The bad seed of war and greed and environmental degradation that has now become part of our whole culture of this planet. They now want to carry it into the heavens. And when you start putting these laser weapons in space, powered by nuclear reactors, Imagine what happens. One of them, like the Mir space station, tumbles back to Earth, hits the Earth's atmosphere, burns up when it hits the atmosphere, and sprays that plutonium globally to be ingested by our children, our grandchildren, and their grandchildren forever. To be ingested into our lungs where we receive leukemia and then passed on through our reproductive organs for generations to come. It's an insanity and it must be stopped. And I ask you to join with us. On October 13th, we've called for an international day of protest to stop the militarization of space. We have flyers over here on the counter about it. Already we've heard from people in 17 countries at over 80 locations at U.S. military bases, at those downlink radar facilities I showed you all over the world, at U.S. embassies, at Aerospace Corporation facilities around this country, at bases around this country, at city halls and town squares. And so we're asking people to join us, hold hands together literally around the world, and speak with one voice that, no, you cannot do this. We will not let you move this insanity into the heavens. Thank you all very much.